I'm going to be honest. I'm going to keep it brutally real about what I experienced in my quest for music as a quote-unquote Jew. So I learned the craft of breakbeats, and the guy who taught me, Mike Lev, I don't talk to him anymore. He won't even talk to me because he thought I should join the military, and he called me a conspiracy theorist for like thinking Israel was like hella fucking whack. And Israeli music, they got Bupkis. They have like Ofer Hazah. She was pretty good for a female pop star. What they have today, try like Subliminal, Infected Mushroom. Other than that, Bupkis. There's a whole hell of a lot of Israeli singers. They actually made some different music, decent music, some cool samples, but try doing anything authentic in that society, it ain't going to happen. You will be assassinated. Hold on. Jerusalem music scene? Not very interesting, but you learn a thing or two. So in Jerusalem, I was still trying to make it in music. And so I had a turntable with me. I don't remember which one it was. It was one that plugged right. It was a Newmark. It plugged right into my computer with the USB port. So I was traveling around and getting samples. And some idiot homosexual in the Jerusalem record shop named Gally, he kept calling me Jessica every time I tried to buy a record from him. A paying client, and this idiotic kike keeps calling me Jessica, Jessica, Jessica. What was that song? I don't remember what, but he kept doing it. Like every time I'm trying to like patronize his business, he's calling me like a female. That idiot kike, white trash, homosexual geek with his little antique shop there in Jerusalem. So, I was still in the mix in Israel a long time ago. What did I want to sing about? Honestly, messianism. Every musician is like, on some level, is like a messianic pop star. Well, like Elvis or Jim Morrison. It has to do with like messianism and like charisma and stuff. And I wanted to figure it out, you know? That whole thing with the Bible, like them calling King David the sweet singer, like playing his harp. I don't think the harp would sound so good today. In fact, I actually bought a harp. And you know what? It sucks. Try making any music with sex appeal using a harp. Actually, don't try. Get out a gun and shoot yourself first. Okay? Harp samples? Maybe. Playing the harp? Like a Judeo-Christian wannabe messianic musician, shoot yourself before you go down that path. Trust me. Let me see here. Hold on. If you can even get a hold of a bullet, they won't even let you kill yourself. The music's so bad now. Literally. It's like a forced like mental asylum of like bad music is what there's people are trying to turn the world into. So, but I couldn't do it on my own. So I rented space in a studio in Jerusalem. What was his name? Uri in Jerusalem. He had a little basement thing in Jerusalem. I used to go there and pay him like 50 shekels per hour to smoke some, mediocre hashish and bang those drums and try to capture some samples. It's hard effing work. A whole lot of money for sound suppression booths and a whole lot of politics surrounding quality of hemp and cannabis. What happened to Uri after I made my first good tunes? Freemason initiation. He came in his suit. Whatever, they took a piss on him while he lay in a coffin. He got his little pin, put it on. And said he's doing that thing. And when I saw that, I just walked the fuck out and didn't come back. That's how difficult it is to do any independent music of like the Freemasons, okay? If you ever try to do anything good, the person running the place is going to get their payoff and join. Your whole thing's going to be controlled from the top down. And your chance at saying what you really think, making authentic music, and rolling a really sick sports car. You know who I also like? Who's that? Can I say nigga? Nah, he's not a nigger. He's never. But Cam'ron. Like Cam'ron and those Ferraris and shit. He's got good music. Who else do I like? Mass Appeal is a good one. Like those dudes mixing it up. Sell, maybe they sold their soul for Mass Appeal. Yeah, I don't like all his lyrics, but like that stuff, that type of music is cool. I'll show you Tech Killa if you want some like really good Russian music. It's not rap music, but it's high level technology music. I'm gonna put a link to it on this page. So I have taste in music, even for a kike who prefers his weapons have no kick, can hold 10,000 rounds, and don't even need sophisticated silencers. You got to weaponize music, and don't let anyone tell you any different, these pussies, because people get killed over this stuff. Did Jay-Z have Pac killed in an elaborate scheme? Was Nas involved? I'm not accusing Nas of anything other than not returning emails about sophisticated lyrics technology. Hold on one second. What other musicians do I like? We got a really ill Wes Montgomery sample on one of my songs called UBI. UBI for you, Trick. Both types. When the public defender picks up that phone in the booth, UBI for you, Trick. Both types. Hang up. When you stand in front of the kangaroo, UBI for you, kangaroo, both types. This type of thing is set on a breakbeat. Fools, 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 fools and dolts have no idea what real UBI really is and what the real stakes are in things like technology, music, and cannabis. Are they going to find out? Oh, yes, they are. Places like Santa Rita, where the stakes are really nasty, meth bugs, dudes like homeless dudes with meth bugs from the drug politics, other quote unquote criminals who have like run over somebody with a car, probably a lot of it over like music and drug politics in California. This stuff goes back a long time. A long time, and there's a whole hell of a lot of capitalist interest loaded on different sides of the equation. Try like everything. Try a projected 10 trillion plus infinite numbers of trees burned to vilify hemp and cannabis and build like all new prison industrial complexes on Mars too. Okay. It's not a little kid's game. I know they like to wag their tongues and pretend it is, but it ain't. Who else do I like? I thought the Beach Boys were pretty good. That's an example of like white boy music. That's pretty cool. Tack it up, buddy. Gonna shut you down. You know, like old school, like drag racing, like fight politics and stuff. Beach Boys, I loved them. Who else did I like? First thing I bought was NXS and Def Leppard. Sometimes you kick, sometimes you get kicked. That's a quality lyric. George Michael, I liked him. I liked him before. I think he ended up pretty messed up. I don't know how that dude fell off, but you better believe I listened to a hell of a lot of George Michael in the back of my on my Walkman when that technology was new. Who else am I into? Of The Doors. The Doors is my favorite, without a doubt. Nothing more needs to be said. Maybe something more needs to be said, but that's my Jim Morrison. I tip my hat to Jim as a quality musician. And The Doors, sorry, not just Jim, his musicians. You know, he got all the credit because his lyrics were off the hook and his voice was outstanding. But those other guys like Manzarek and the guys playing the like Wild Western style pianos and the Carnivalesque stuff, It's wicked. It's wicked stuff. Even today. Peace Frog. I'm a Spy. Edgy guitar riffs. Nobody's done anything like that since the 70s. Not even one person in the heavy metal, I'm a white trash Satanist music industry that I have zero fucking interest in. Hold on. Okay, heavy metal and those guys. Kurt Cobain was pretty awesome. I did like Nirvana. I'm not sure if he found Nirvana, but I liked Nirvana. who else did we listen to in high school? I don't know if it was Metallica, Sandman. I think they sang Sandman, Metallica. Probably a few good songs. Run for the hills, run for your life. Not bad advice if you're a musician anyways. If you're an idiotic, sheep-minded, AIDS-infested geek, hang out in the cities and enjoy your fate. Me, I'm not running for the hills, but I'm not flocking to like mainstream music culture either. I'm trying to find like a middle ground. Hold on one second. Jazz music? Overrated. Overrated. I like jazz. I think it's pretty good. But I'm not like one of these like Jewish music geeks like lining up to like to suckle on the teat of that outdated genre. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe there's more good jazz out there. Maybe. There's definitely good jazz samples. Blues, also overrated. Blues are all overrated. There's some great blues samples. I picked up blues. I know what blues are. The only instrument I got pretty good at was the harmonica. And it's because I could learn to do like a blues riff, okay? Once you know like the blues scale and can innovate on it, even with the harmonica, you can have a sense of music. Blues, I don't want to always have the blues. I want some sunshine in my, I don't like sunshine that much. I like rain. Blues is okay. Blues is okay, but it's not everything. Hold on one second. White trash, homosexual geek music like Fish with a PH. Nah, it ain't for me. Grateful Dead, way overrated. That was like one of the only concerts I went to, Grateful Dead, and it sucked. It sucked. I like some of their songs, but like, nah, not at all. I want to be alive and grateful. Thank you very much. Hold on. Led Zeppelin. I actually liked Led Zeppelin a lot. That was my other favorite band. I don't think he liked Jews very much, that guy. Robert Plant. I don't even think he let him like stand at his concerts. But I still listen to him. I like those songs like Kashmir. And those guys are pretty good. Really good stuff. Really good classic rock. Da-na-na-na-na. Da-na-na-na-na. Da-da-na. There's so much good American music out there, but it's like few and far between. Like, I'm amazed by the amount of people that are musicians, actually. Like, if you go into a record store and you look at samples and those musics, like, there's a lot. There's a lot of musicians in the world. I have no idea how that many people made music and cut records, honestly. Honestly, I have zero. Even in Israel, where you don't hear like anything on the radio, there were like 300,000 different musicians in that like little antique Israeli shop on whatever street in Jerusalem where that idiot Galley kept calling the number one mover and shaker in the music industry, Jesse Gilbert. Jessica, Jessica. I don't want your coffee, bitch. Drink it down, bitch. I don't give a fuck about you. Hold on. Who else did I meet in Israel trying to make music? The Maccabees. I want to make Maccabean music. I keep kosher. I fight with a sword. I'm a valiant priest. for the temple, you know, whatever. You get the picture. There's a whole lot of people trying to find some mode of self-expression. Other people in Israel I've listened to, they want to make like some like black dude from like the Hebrews, the Messiah. Oh, I'm up with this stuff. I know about the Hebrews down in, what city is that? Where all the like Chicago guys moved to. Somebody tell me the name. Somebody told me, it was like the Dimona, where the Hebrews have their settlement. Go for it. Move into Israel, black community. Use as a starting base to like, take over. I don't know what they're doing there exactly, but probably having to do with issues like cannabis, quality of food and like music, you know, it's serious stuff. You know, having to like leave countries and form entire movements and like make deals with governments over your chance to smoke some decent weed and make some music, really expressing yourself and telling how you really feel. We gonna run, run, run to the cities of the future. Take what we got and bring it back home. So take me down to the cities of the future. Everybody's happy and I feel at home. Pretty good lyrics, actually, from an Israeli band. Their other songs, I'm not so into. Tel Aviv music scene sucks. Maybe it could be better. Maybe it has a future, actually. I don't know. I'm not a huge fan of Tel Aviv. And they're like Mr. Nice Guy, fake weed, biopoisons from those white trash, homosexual geeks. Like Bibsy. I'm a born and bred Hashashin, man. I was looking for a way to shank old Bibsy and like kill those fools. but like try like speaking up or like talking to anyone. Even like cannabis activists, like that fool at Blaze Bars in Jerusalem. Yeki Zakin, you know, they claim to be about weed and then you like make a business proposal like, well, I got a strategy to like knock some fools out and legalize weed. And they're like, Shaitan, Shaitan, he's Satan. That's reality. Sorry. Get fucked, Yeki. I don't give a fuck about you either. Or your sister, the diamond dealer. Yeki's brother. I kicked it with him at his house. Blaze Bar is like the only pro weed, the pro cannabis bar in Jerusalem. Go to it if you want. I'll give him free publicity. It's probably the best bar in a city of awful bars. Okay? Like probably the only bar you can score weed in or like cannabis. The best bar in a city of awful bars dominated by like alcohol interests where weed is like cracked down on with like 500 back to back. Whatever, you know, you can't do shit in Israel after some snitch has like snitched you out to those idiots and put you in supermax load for like smoking some weed instead of their fucking geeked out. Oh, instead of their ass poison wine. I do not like Israeli wine, almost none of it. What did I drink at Blaze? Guinness only. But the entertainment wasn't for me. I don't like headbanger stuff. And I don't like the comedy shows there either. They had a comedy club down the street in Jerusalem. You know, some like guy doing like mediocre Jewish comedy. Let's just put it that way. I didn't think it was that bad. And he had a karaoke machine there. I got up and I sang. I managed to get off like one karaoke song in Jerusalem. You don't want to know what it was? Elvis. Good Luck Charm. Don't want a four-leaf clover. I don't want an old horseshoe. I'd have to look at the lyrics to like sing that one. But I have a decent voice and I could sing, but try singing about what you really feel. In a city like Jerusalem, let alone a city like any city in the United States. And if somebody who doesn't like your mode of self-expression hears you, they're going to call the police. Hold on. Actually, that's it for this audio.